sometimes praying for our children seems like hard work, but we can learn how to pray without ceasing. It should be our goal for our children to be solidly established and standing firm in God's will, able to weather all the storms of life. That should be your goal with your children. You may have hoped that you would only need to exert yourself in prayer anytime they go through a period of special testing. You should pray for them then, but in truth, you need to pray for them constantly. And though some intense crisis may last for only a few hours, others, though somewhat less intense, can drag on for weeks or months. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray without ceasing." Elsewhere, he said, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." Ephesians 6:18. You may be wondering, how on earth am I supposed to pray all day long? I have to keep my mind on my work. Well, if you obey the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, from Mark 12:30, then you will naturally look to God all day long. You will be thinking about Him and thanking Him for victories and blessings, great and small, and you will automatically commit your concerns to Him as they come up. It may take sustained effort to get in the habit, but after a while, you will find yourself communing with your Father regularly throughout the day. When your children are going through testings or crises, you may be tempted to worry about them. Don't. Instead, every time a worried thought comes to your mind, turn it into a prayer. Lord, please forgive me if I shy away from prayer, thinking that it is drudgery. Forgive me for groaning when my spouse tells me we need to spend some serious time praying for our children. Help me to be genuinely concerned so that prayer comes naturally to me, and help me get in the habit of looking to you all day long, continually committing my concerns to you in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.